Hello, this is Robert Grunst coming to you from St. Paul by the magic of Thin Air Radio. And I'd like to read a poem that you can find in the fall 2024 issue of Willow Springs, number 94, that is. And I need to say that this poem can be taken both as an elegy and a remark exploration of being and time. The title of the poem is Above Beneath. Still, here he is, sitting on his three-legged stool with the cicators beneath his grape arbor. My friend Laszlo, full of cancer, he says, and there's nothing they can do, not when the cancer's every place, while every place there is the foxy scent of fully ripened Svensson grapes. There's the Rabagh gliding toward its meeting place with the Danube, past Laszlo's father's vineyard rows. The family tailor shop is on Buk Utka, not far from the Basilica, for all at once were in Gyor, along with musical accompaniment. Two humming Bernias, their spindles bobbing up and down, and heels and soles, the lovely dance between the husband and the wife, foot pedals, shoes and hands, then aerial bombardments, then German stormtroopers, then Red Army troops. His parents dead, and Laszlo, 17, condemned to Siberia, 45 to 48. And for starch, not for sizing, but to stay alive, here's Laszlo eating poplar bark, as all the gulag woodcutter prisoners, and bleeding gums, scrofula, unrelenting flux. Here is the Eucharist bestowed in a freeze-killed flock of rose finches found beneath a pea shrub bush, men eating them with everything inside, and lived and died and died and lived, relocating here to St. Paul to resume tailoring, growing grapes, stirring up Bordeaux mix. Trees exploded nights. The temperature dropped below 30 Celsius. What's true is true, he says. A perfect zigzag stitch. Us now, drinking palinka. How else? It must be so. Like two starving lynx. Like five starving rabbits, panic frozen in their wicker pen beneath the backyard mulberry tree. Thank you.